This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I was going to say 9:06, but then it could be actually 7:06, or it could be a little later on Mountain Time if you're listening on KLTC, so I won't say that. 6 past the hour, I will say this. Glad you're out there. Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Kellyanne Conway is going to be calling us actually right after the program today. So we'll do this on Facebook Live. We'll also air it tomorrow on the program. But if you have questions or comments for her, started this late yesterday on Facebook. So a few of you have already chimed in with some great questions. We'll give you the 24/7 line, and you can call in those questions for her, okay? Get them in nice and early. We're doing that interview right after the show today. 855-200-1776. That's 855-200-1776. Extension 1. When you call, you just dial up and press extension number 1. Okay? There you go. Nice and easy. And you can ask your questions of Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne is a senior counselor to President Donald Trump. She's a regular spokesperson. And there's a lot of stuff to cover with her. I don't even know where to begin. But certainly the news yesterday on the Dakota Access Pipeline will be one that has affected us without question. There's a couple of confirmations that are underway right now. Yesterday, the Secretary of Education confirmation became official. We talked a little bit about that yesterday on the program. Today, they are working on Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General. So, and, of course, the immigration executive order. I don't know what's going on. And I actually kind of connect the hype, for lack of a better term, and all the noise over the immigration executive order with what we've lived here with the Dakota Access Pipeline protests the last 182 days. Because it's almost as though there's reality where if you had a fact checker that was beyond reproach and able to say, here are the facts on the ground. Process started on this time. Here's how many different regulatory hoops there were and different approvals, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Public Service Commission. Here's everything that was done, okay? And then you get to a point where in August, as actual construction is starting, it's like, George Soros and his ilk, the professional protesters and the eco-terrorists get in a room and say, huh, let's see, we got a lawyer up Standing Rock so we can get some legal action going. We've got to get a social media information war going and try and distort things as much as possible. Reports of paying protesters more, by the way, if they get arrested. You know, that's an extra little bonus. So they want confrontation with law enforcement, and then they plan on twisting it. Every time there's a confrontation, they say the police are militarized or the police are the bad guys when they're provoking it all along. And all of a sudden you're going, wait a minute here. Well, wait a minute. Reality is one thing. The truth is one thing. And what I'm hearing about in the media, what I'm hearing about from the protesters, what I'm hearing about on my Facebook page, is completely disconnected with that. Well, guess what? Same thing on the immigration executive order. The president today spoke to the National Sheriff's Association, and he brought him into the Oval Office yesterday, had some meetings with smaller groups, and spoke to the whole group today. And we're going to track down some of the sheriffs from our region that were there, get their impression of this. But today, he actually read the statute, the law, that says the president determines the threats posed by those who enter and has the discretion to do. But where does the court go? The court goes wherever it wants to go. the Ninth Circuit Court, the most overturned court in the country. It is an alternative universe. It really is. So how do you operate in that? That's one thing if you're Kellyanne Conway, senior counselor to the president. You no doubt expect some of this. But I'm talking about you and I. I'm just talking about Joe average citizens going about their lives, working for a living, trying to provide for their families, see a particular situation and assess it, render an opinion on it, and there you go. With all of this chaos, by design, this is, you know, we lose an election, we lose an argument. How do we, I don't know, throw a hissy fit? It's like a toddler or something. But I'm telling you, folks, it's the new normal. What do you do about it? How do you react to it? I don't know how to answer that. I'm very curious how you answer it. I don't know. I mean, part of me says ignore it. Absolutely ignore it. To engage, to give them a platform, is to only help them spread their lies. The other hand, it's that old line about, a lie is all the way around the world before the truth even gets its shoes laced up, right? I'm not fond of that either. I'm a big believer in confronting this stuff, so it's hard to follow. I want your take on it, though, and welcome it. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is up in Garrison today. He's at the McLean County Ag Show in Garrison. I think he's going to check in with us at some point through the program. We'll get his question for Kellyanne, so look forward to that. And welcome other comments from you today at 800-228-0550. Emailer, texter rather, says, bottom line, I live along the Missouri River because of its beauty. But now I've got wind towers 2 miles from me, pipelines just north, and they will not give me a permit to water my trees with river water. How's that? The Corps found out a few years ago, the house a mile north of me had the corner of the deck on Corps land. They came with a chainsaw and cut it off. Where are those tough guys now? I'm not camping. I live here. Yeah, that's another thing. The deference given to the lawless protesters, to those that lie, versus people who live here, work the land, are going to be here. That's a political correctness that I'll never understand either. It's a good point. Other texts, welcome. You can text me today since Todd's up in Garrison, 701-367-2054. We'll also talk to the folks from AARP in our Legislature Today segment, update on those pieces of legislation, one in the House, one in the Senate, for caregivers. I am going to interview today a fellow by the name of Dr. James Mitchell. He's the author of a book about the minds and motives of the Islamic terrorists trying to destroy America. He's written a book about it. He's a CIA guy. And in it, specifically, he talks about channels used to infiltrate the United States that include the refugee network, something I think we need to know about. So stay tuned for that on the program today. Chris Berg, a point of view, will be here as well. So we got a lot going on. And, of course, we do want to talk a little bit about our interview with Kellyanne Conway. Any questions you have, get those in. Text them in. Phone them in. And the big news yesterday, the Army informing Congress the permit will be approved for Dakota Access Pipeline, waiving the deadlines, and that'll be done, no sooner than three today. So it's on the way. Here's Murphy. You're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Murphy, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, that's not my real name. I was going to say anonymous, but they said I had to give a name. So I was just going to say we should put out oil is life, especially on a morning like this. How many people would be frozen in their beds if it wasn't for fuels this morning? I mean, propane, fuel oil, kerosene. You know, up in this cold climate, how would we ever be able to hold, heat our homes with solar and wind power. I mean, fuel is life. When those are, when an ambulance has to run to Bismarck from Standing Rock, what does it run on? I don't think you'd go very far with an electric-powered ambulance.
Vast majority of these trust fund babies, I mean, the professional protesters that have flown in for the protest have flown in. You don't lift a plane without fossil fuels in this country. Don't get a plane off the ground. But you know, you make a very good point. And this is where I think we as folks on the common sense side have to do a better job of countering this stuff. To say, all right, hand me your cell phone then. I'll take your iPhone because if you don't like petroleum products, you can't use that. Right? And how many medical, devices have petroleum products, life-saving uses for petroleum products? You're right. I mean, fossil fuels are life. Fuels are life.
Oil is life. Oil is life.
Well said, sir. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Call again. Jeff and Jameson, you're in queue next.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. The North Dakota Soybean Council is governed by a 12-member board of directors who are all soybean farmers. We are eligible to serve a maximum of 2 3-year terms. Our directors are intelligent, strategic, and take their jobs very seriously. Considerable thought and due diligence goes in every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. You have 5 exceptional Soybean Council employees working on your behalf every day who are experienced, highly knowledgeable, and effective leaders with great passion for serving the soybean industry. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Rolling on with what's on your mind. Your calls, questions, and comments are always welcome here to tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at North Dakota Oil Can and the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The Bakken Blood Drive is on. It's actually the Battle of the Blood Drive because there's a competition here. Different companies involved. And there's a $1,000 prize at the end. And all kinds of folks participating. And by the way, today 8th of February, Watford City Civic Center, Ray Public School Gymnasium, St. Luke's Hospital, most of these from noon to 6 today, St. Luke's Hospital and Crosby's tomorrow, 12:30 to 6, Beach Community Center tomorrow as well. But today, Ray Public School Gym, Watford City Civic Center, 12 till 6, give blood, being on the drive. And it's a friendly competition among oil companies. Get the most donors out to help United Blood Service collect crucial resources. And the company that gets the most donors wins $1,000 to donate to the charity of their choice. Kind of fun. So check that out, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. One other thing I wanted to mention, because I just saw it on Congressman Kevin Cramer's schedule. He had a call a couple of weeks ago saying, hey, Kevin, are you going to speak to the NRA banquet on February 11th? And he said, we'll try and make that work. It's on his schedule. That's 7 o'clock Saturday night, Eagles Club in Bismarck, the NRA banquet. Somebody later that show said, hey, I heard something about February 11th. What's the event in Bismarck? I want to know. I want to go. So, and I didn't get back to that, so it just reminded me of that. So, if you were wondering what that event Congressman Cramer is going to be speaking at Saturday night, it's this coming weekend, it's the NRA banquet, 7 p.m. Eagles Club happening. So, just wanted you to know that, too. Okay, Jeff in Jamestown, you're next at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Hi. It's Jeff in Bismarck.
Oh, okay. They said Jamestown here, but I got you down as a Bismarck guy now. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I just responding to your, well, you're asking what should we do with all the way the Democrats are behaving, and it, I got such a kick out of watching Elizabeth Warren. I don't know if you talked about that, Scott, but you should. She was on the Senate floor, and they warned her on her vocabulary and what she was saying about the senator, and then they forced her to be quiet and sit down because she wouldn't keep. She was breaking the rules. Well, then she went wherever she goes, and all the liberal media was having her on there, and she was just throwing a fit and crying and carrying on about, they told me to be quiet. And then, anyway, you know, there's a Senate election coming up with 25 Democrat senators in 2018. And so as they continue to behave like this, that might be fine in California. But it's going to hurt them. They're going to lose more Senate seats, and they're going to lose more elections all over the United States with their behavior. I mean, you can see it coming. I sure believe that's what's going to happen in the next election next year.
Do you have any doubt, by the way, and she was repeatedly warned. Okay?
Yeah.
She was warned not to do it. It's a Senate rule. You can't make derogatory comments about another senator. It's a decorum deal. And she was reading a letter, 30-year-old letter from Coretta Scott King, the widow of Martin Luther King, and using it to oppose the nomination of Jeff Sessions. The letter actually opposed him for a federal judgeship. And so she was going through this letter and saying things about him, and the majority leader said, please stop, right? Now, she knew full well what was going to happen. And in violating a rule against impugning another senator. And so for her, it's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And this is, to me, the same thing. This is Elizabeth Warren is the leader of the loony left. Okay? She wanted that. All right? It's the same thing with the protesters at Dakota Access. I'm sorry to connect these different events all the time. But to me, folks, to understand what's going on, you need to understand this is a tactic of theirs. This isn't just happenstance and coincidence that Elizabeth Warren is defying the rules on the Senate floor, and you have professional protesters in Cannonball, North Dakota, who are doing everything in their power to get arrested and provoke a confrontation with law enforcement so they can send video all over and get more money. That's what they're doing. This is part of the game.
Yeah, it's like watching a little kid later when she's, well, they told me to be quiet. They wouldn't let me talk. Anyway,
here it is. I have it here if you want to hear a little bit of it. It's
Mr. President.
Oh, they put some fancy music behind it. I'm not going to do that. Elizabeth Warren silenced in the Senate is what CNN is saying. Yeah.
Well, CNN is making a real big deal about it and how now she's getting millions of hits on her on her, on what happened and how.
I don't doubt it. That's
they believe this is going to turn it around because the rest of America is going to see how foolish this is, and the rest of America doesn't see things like California and these places like that.
Yeah, Reb, see if you can find a clean cut of this. I don't want to play CNN's propaganda, but their headline right now says, Silencing Elizabeth Warren Backfires on the Senate GOP.
Well, and the Senate is trying to move along time-wise. They're trying to get these people approved. And so just to have her continue to say the same thing constantly, you know, they have to cut her off.
It's a rule. She knows that. Again, she wants the hits on, you know, YouTube. She wants the additional fundraising attention. It's all part of the game. She knows exactly what's coming. This is where I struggle. This goes back to the beginning of my comments to start the show today. It's very hard to know whether just to completely ignore it because it's a game. It's a tactic. It's a tool they're using to try and raise their voice. And when you react to it, that many more people know about it that didn't know about it. And, you know, it is... It happens, so to me, I can't ignore it, but I do struggle with how much attention to give these agitators, professional protesters. I really do.
Wouldn't you agree this next Senate race, the election next year, should be very interesting?
Very interesting. I think that's the understatement, Jeff. No doubt about it. Yeah.
They're going to give up some more seats.
Well, I don't know how this works. This is what they tried going into the last election, and I don't know how it works, so.
Well, there's 25 Democratic senators up for re-election, and a lot of states, a lot of areas that where Trump won.
There we go. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, enjoyed it. 800-228-0550. Here's an off-air call. Go ahead and roll that.
Morning, Scott. This is Mike from Perm. Yeah, you know, I'd heard talk a while back that Kellyanne Conway's kids were refused entry to public schools in Washington, D.C., Now, I don't know how true that is, but, you know, Kellyanne is Catholic. And should say the heck with them and go with a good Catholic school or a good charter school and just let the public schools go on their way. I mean, like the ATA, I heard that, you know, children are the future. Yeah, I guess that depends on which future we're talking about here. I run into a lot of teachers that were really good teachers, and then I run into some that were just instructors. It's like they looked at children as piecework on an assembly line. At the end of the line, just shove them out the door and forget them. That's sad.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you. We can add that one to the list of possibilities with Kellyanne. I'd heard that. Don't know if it was ever confirmed. And thanks for the shout-out for Catholic education. It is the best. The best. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Pieces of news related to Senator Heidi Heitkamp today. One, she will be meeting with the Supreme Court nominee of Donald Trump today, and that'll be taking place at 10:15 our time this morning. That is, of course, Neil Gorsuch. She also will be meeting with Donald Trump, and along with John Tester of Montana, Joe Donnelly of Indiana, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, invited to a White House meeting with Trump today. Evidently, who's reporting on this? I don't know who's reporting this. There's those four Democrats and Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri all up for re-election in 2018 and states that Trump won handedly and will be key to the progress of Trump's agenda and to getting his Supreme Court nominee confirmed. So a couple of things happening there we'll keep you posted on as well. I would encourage you to actively let your voices be heard with Senator Heitkamp. There are a lot of key decisions for her related to her political future and how she votes. And hearing from you only enhances that. So real people, rise up. Let your voice be heard. We are keeping close tabs on North Dakota's legislative session and have regular Legislature Today segments on the program. Another one today related to something we've touched on a little bit on the program. And today, our segment brought to you by the AARP. We're going to focus in on caregivers. Did you know that more than 62,000 North Dakotans are caring for older parents, spouses, adults, children with disabilities or other loved ones? Think about that. Big number. And obviously, it's an important job. Helps them live safely and independently at home. So family caregivers, first line of defense against older North Dakotans being forced from their homes and into costly, taxpayer-funded often, nursing homes or back into the hospital. It is a labor of love, to be sure, but it can often feel like an overwhelming and stressful responsibility, which is why AARP is fighting for common sense solutions to make family caregivers' responsibilities just a little bit easier. And they are looking for some support that will have a real impact on their lives. Right now, AARP is leading an effort to support family caregivers. You can find out more about it at aarp.org/nd or call 866-554-5383. That's 866-554-5383. Okay? We're joined today now by Mike Shosey, who is the Associate State Director for Advocacy for AARP in North Dakota. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Well said, by the way.
Well, thank you. We've talked about Senate Bill 2215, the CARE Act. I understand there's also House Bill 1038. We haven't talked about that, the Caregiver Supports Bill. Maybe let's start with the House bill and then update us where the Senate bill is at.
Sure, that sounds good. So 1038, there was actually activity this week in the legislature on both of those bills. 1038 was in the House Human Services Committee this week. It received a due pass, 12-0. It was amended, and there were some things removed that had some financial ties to it we can talk about in a second. But the things that are in it for sure right now, as we know, that would help family caregivers is a $200,000 federal grant, so it's federal money, that funds what's called the Lifespan Respite Care Program. And what it does is it provides information to caregivers. It sets them up with resources. It expands respite care services in the state. And respite care basically helps those caregivers get a break when they need it. And so we found in our surveys that's one thing that caregivers are particularly asking for. A lot of them will be doing it 24/7. So any break they can receive helps them keep doing the job for as long as possible. So that's a big portion. We have 35 states that receive this grant, so it's our turn to get some of that and put it to good use. The other pieces that stay in the bill at this point are the establishment of a caregiver resource website by the Department of Human Services. There's a lot available. Some things available, but it's hard to find. It's really hard to navigate, and we've heard that from caregivers. So this would help streamline that effort and provide the website that's easy to get find and navigate. And then this is an important piece, and depending upon who we talk to, some people will elevate this to the most important piece. And it asks the Department of Human Services to look at and then come up with a plan to help balance the funding, and balancing is a key word, between nursing homes and the amount of money spent on nursing homes versus home and community-based services. And I just heard a number yesterday at a meeting we were at. The ratio now is about 1-5 on the money spent on home and community-based services versus nursing homes. And we think it's a good idea and have some support on the fact that that would be leveled out a little bit, because we know, and as you talk about family caregivers and the old aging population in North Dakota, people want to stay at home as long as possible. So this can help provide funding in that area. So it's a look at it, but also it charges them to come up with a plan.
And how is it different than Senate Bill 2215? Completely separate piece of legislation or pieces of this?
Yeah, completely separate piece of legislation. So that one focuses on some of the stuff that can be done in the state to support caregivers on when they're at home, some things they asked for. 2215 focuses on discharging from the hospitals and the help they need when they're leaving the hospital.
And resources that aren't currently available.
I think we have to be careful on how we state that. So I'll dive into the CARE Act, and then we can talk. Maybe we can answer some questions there. So the CARE Act is what we call, and that's the Senate Bill 2215. Now, which news on that? By the way, great news on that. It did pass the Senate side by a 27-16 vote on Monday. And we think the stories are starting to resonate, and we did some surveys leading up to the session, and I think you have a copy of it, but 80-90% of the people support most of the proposals in the CARE Act. 93% say they want to require hospitals to demonstrate medical tasks to caregivers, which is a key piece of the CARE Act legislation. We know that the caregivers, they don't just drive people around. They're not just making them suffer. 64% of them say they oversee medication. 61% say they perform medical and nursing type tasks. So that goes back to the things in the CARE Act bill. We ask the hospitals to give an opportunity for the patient to designate an uncompensated a caregiver, and we refer to them as family caregivers most of the time because typically it's a family member. It's not always, but typically it is. Then we ask that the hospital documents that person in the official record. We ask that the hospital notifies that person when the patient's going to be discharged or transferred. And then the big piece that I was getting to a second ago is an opportunity for instruction and training for the patient and the caregiver before the discharge. And so that instruction and demonstration is a big piece. If you're going home and you're going to oversee medication and you're going to perform nursing tasks, you're going to help people rehabilitate and do exercises and those sorts of things, you have to know how to do it. So that's the big piece. And getting the caregiver as part of that conversation. We think that hospitals do a good job in some cases with a patient's, but the family caregiver is an important piece of that legislation. So,
I think I asked Josh this. I just don't remember the answer. Is some of these best practices for caregivers in these two pieces of legislation some things that have worked well in other states that we're implementing here? Are they new ideas? Where'd they come from?
Yeah. So the CARE Act, this discharge policy focus, has been an AARP national agenda for a few years now. And there are 33 states and territories that have passed similar legislation, a lot like it. So, and in many cases, the hospitals are on board. So it's interesting. It's been positive across the country.
And what kind of feedback are you getting in North Dakota related to a need for some updates like this?
Most often, it's positive. Let's go back to the Senate. I think I'm going to go right to the senator who carried the bill on the floor the other day, Senator Ole Larson, and he was pitching the concept and pitching the bill on the floor for debate, and he referred to family caregivers as walking angels, and my eyes just perked up. I was like, that's exactly what they are, and I don't think we could have put it better if we wrote it in a press release. That people are starting to recognize the work that the family caregivers do and the effort that they put in and the help they need to do their job. And then, you know, it's this long-term look at what's next if a family caregiver doesn't do its job and what happens to the patients. And we know that the majority of them will end up in nursing homes sooner, and they want to stay at home as long as possible. So we know the job's important. We know that the message is resonating. And it's also funny, too, maybe you'll experience this the more we talk about it, but I've had, since Josh was on your show last, I've had probably a half a dozen people that see my name tag and just walk right up to me with a story. And I had two yesterday just walk right up to me and say, hey, you're with AARP, you're the new guy, right? Let me tell you about my caregiver story. And we hear almost all the stories are similar. They've had some good experiences with discharges at the hospitals, and then they've had some that aren't so good. And a lot of the times it has to do with just them needing just a little more information, a little more demonstration on the way out, and it helps them avoid going back. One of the stories I heard yesterday was about a hip injury. Somebody is a caregiver for their mother, went home with a hip injury, was informed on some degree on how to rehabilitate, got home, but didn't connect, that didn't receive quite the training and quite the information that she needed to do it, and they ended up going back.
You're talking about big numbers here, too, when
Absolutely.
You're talking about, 60,000 plus. We're coming up against the break, and we'll finish on the other side. I want to just let you share that other story that you were about to mention, but
sure.
Also give us a quick update on what's next as far as the process. So we'll do that when we come back. Any questions or comments, always welcome, too. Lots more to come. Don't forget our Kellyanne Conway interview, too. Want your questions.
We know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Mark G. Wagner at ND Estate Services works with families and individuals all across North Dakota. He'll equip you to protect your estate from third-party entities, preserve your financial assets from care facilities, and pass on your entire estate in the most tax-efficient way possible, bypassing probate court. Call or text Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Or go online to ndestateservices.com. That's ndestateservices.com. You'll be glad you did.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Let's check in again with, finish our conversation here with our friends from the AARP that are working a couple pieces of legislation designed to benefit the more than 62,000 North Dakotans, which is a huge number in my mind, just shy of 10% of North Dakotans that are caring for older parents and spouses and adults and children with disabilities or other loved ones. These are caregivers. And we're talking with Mike Shosey, who's the Associate State Director for Advocacy for AARP. Before the break, you're going to share another story, and then I want to just get a quick update on these two pieces of legislation and where they go from here.
Perfect. Well, Well, I'll start this back in by just jumping on what you were just saying. And we know if you're going to take care of someone, you have to know how to do it. And in a recent survey we did, 3 out of 10 people say they're not getting the instruction and demonstration they need. So the little story that I have to tell as we go here is about that. So people will end up, when they go home, changing Band-Aids and reading meters and replacing things like slings or braces. And we just heard a story from a lady a couple weeks ago who took her mother home, and she was in a sling, a shoulder sling, and they took it off to so she could take a shower. The patient could take a shower, and they came back out afterwards and didn't know how to put it back on. And so they ended up going back into the emergency room to learn how to put the brace back on. It's things that can be that simple that is demonstration that caregivers can receive at the hospital to help avoid those trips back into the emergency room. So that was just the little story I wanted to tell as we were going into break.
And those kind of stories lead to changes in law, changes in resources, changes.
We hope so.
Yeah, what the legislature does. I mean, that's why it's important to share your story. It's a big number. A lot of folks that are helping in this area. So the idea here is to get them some help. So anxious to hear more about this. So where do we go from here on Senate Bill 2215 and House Bill 1038?
Yeah. So 2215, like I said, passed the Senate on Monday. So it will go to the House side after crossover, and we're hopeful. We have a lot of work to do over there. But things, stories like this, people, tell your stories. Call your representative. Let them know the stories you have to tell. And then 1038, which is the first one we talked about today, that will go to the Appropriations Committee first. And so that's the next step on that one, because it has that money, and the Appropriations Committee has to look at that $200,000 federal grant and see if they'd like to accept that. And so then if it's approved in, it'll go to the floor after it's heard in appropriations.
Great. Sounds good. Well, appreciate the update. Thanks a bunch. Been great learning a little bit more about some of the efforts you guys are undertaking for caregivers. So appreciate you sharing that.
Thanks for your time.
Mike Shosey, AARP in North Dakota, Associate State Director for Advocacy with us on the program. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. A lot of questions on Facebook for Kellyanne, and welcome others as well. And if you want to ask the questions yourself, simple as a phone call at 855-200-1776, okay? 855-200-1776, extension 1. I'll get a few examples here that have come from Facebook in just a moment after I tell you about MyPillow. Now for a limited time, you too can own the pillow everyone's talking about. The pillow that has changed lives. No more snoring, no more tossing and turning. No more switching out pillows in the middle of the night because they're, one's too hot. This one stays cool. No tossing and turning. 10-year warranty. 69 money back guarantee. And for a limited time, here you go. You go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. The 4-pack special is yours. That's 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows at the incredible low price of 40% off, okay, for all 4. 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 40% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. What else did I need to tell you today? Somebody texted. They wanted the telephone number for Senator Heidi Heitkamp to let her know your opinion on the Gorsuch nomination. By the way, I would encourage you to contact Senator Heitkamp's office on everything. She is right now dancing on the head of a pin related to Donald Trump being very popular in North Dakota, his agenda being very popular in North Dakota is what we voted for, and her having a very different opinion, but also wanting to be reelected. Right? It's a tough deal. So you can influence this every day. The more people in North Dakota that say, please vote this way, the tougher it is for her to not vote for Neil Gorsuch or do what she did against Betsy DeVos and vote against her. Jeff Sessions today. So the number's 202 224 202-224-2243. Put that in your speed dial. A lot of people ask for it. She also has a portal set up on her official Senate website where you can put in your name and all your information and go there as well. It's not a bad idea either, because they take much more seriously when you say, hey, it's Scott Hannon, here's my address, here's my comment, here's my phone number, rather than just somebody saying vote, because otherwise they think you're from somewhere else. So let her know. She's meeting with Donald Trump today. She's meeting with Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch today. Good day to call. No doubt about it. All right, the Kellyanne comments when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's back, the famous 20th Annual ATI Gumbo Cook-Off in Dickinson, Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6. Mark your calendar, get your tickets now. MBI Energy Services would like to welcome you to the ATI Gumbo Cook-Off. The cooking begins at 11:30. The public tasting and testing starts at 6:30. Live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10 and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the Bayou at the Motel 6, Saturday, February 18th in Dickinson.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.